Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, as always, we are joined by Brett Kobernick over the phone from the Utah Avalanche Center. We're going to be talking about this weekend's Avalanche forecast. Brett, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you again for having me on. It's great to be able to inform folks about what's going on up there in the back country as far as avalanches, and hopefully give them some information to make wise decisions when they're up there.
And I think right now it's more important than ever because of kind of the weirder weather conditions we've been experiencing here, not just in the Castle Country area, but across the state. I mean, things you're not used to seeing temperatures in the mid-60s, low-70s going into February. So for some people who might not know, how will this impact avalanche danger going into the weekend?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it has been unusually warm. I'd really have to look back at the records to see a period where we've had such warm weather like this in at this time of the season. You know, very, very unusual. So it did affect avalanche conditions, especially in the lower and mid elevations where the snow got really wet and sloppy, and we did see some natural avalanche activity in those elevations, and this activity also involved our old nemesis, the weak sugar snow that's formed in the base of the snowpack and some other layers within the snowpack as well. So this warm temperature has done something that we're not really used to, and like I said, it did provide some produce some avalanche activity in those lower and mid elevations. But the thing is that the terrain that these avalanches are happening in it's not the usual places where people are recreating. So it's odd, very steep locations where folks are not going to be, say, riding snowmobiles or necessarily skiing, snowboarding. Perhaps, you know, you might get into some of the stuff if you're snowshoeing around up there. But it's in kind of odd locations. And so my best recommendation for folks is that if you find yourself in places where the snow is really wet and saturated and unsupportable, where you're sinking through, that is the biggest clue to avoid any steep slopes. So that's probably the number one thing that folks should keep in mind with this warm weather.
And so we talked about the low to the medium slopes, but what are we seeing up on some of the higher points of the Manti skyline?
Yeah, that's a great question as well, and I appreciate you pointing that out. The higher terrain has been a little bit different situation. Now, we've seen warm temperatures up there as well, but it hasn't been affecting the snow quite as much. What's been affecting things up there is the wind. The wind has been drifting snow, and what it does is it takes snow from one location and it deposits it in another location. And where those deposits form, those drifts are often sensitive, and the most sensitive right when they're forming, but they can be sensitive for days after, especially when we're dealing with this sugary faceted snow that I keep talking about. Week after week here. That weak, sugary, faceted snow, we call it a persistent weak layer because things can break into that sugary snow for long periods of time after it's formed. So a lot of these drifts, most of them are going to be pretty stubborn as we move through the weekend, but there are some places that they could crack out deeper. And unfortunately, this was the case up in northern Utah, where an avalanche fatality occurred on a wind-drifted slope. This was a slope where a large wind drift had formed, and a snowmobiler had come up and triggered this avalanche and was pushed into trees and unfortunately killed in the event.
Yeah, that was one of the more tragic events that has happened this week. I remember seeing the initial reports come out about that. And, you know, it just reminded me how important it is to be aware of these things as you're going out to explore the high country. Now, with that persistent weak layer, With the weather warming up and some of those odder weather conditions we have been seeing, is that something that could play a role in either removing that persistent weak layer, or could it pose more danger as we go into the weekend?
Yeah, and another great question. You do your homework, Aiden. I like this. I'm expecting that with the warm weather and the sloppy conditions at the lower and mid elevations, and even to the higher elevations to a certain extent, as things cool off, because we've been in a gradual cooling trend over the last couple days, and this is going to, things are going to freeze up. It's going to really lock up. And a lot of these layers that I'm talking about, especially in the lower and mid elevations, are going to be a thing of the past, is my best guess. I don't think that we're going to see problems in those elevations. Now, in the higher terrain, when things didn't get as warm and these warm temps didn't affect the snowpack as much, we're going to still be concerned about sugary, loose, persistent weak layers. Of course, what we really need for the avalanche danger to spike again is more snow. And we are going to get a shot of snow Friday night, but it doesn't look like it's going to be a huge amount, and I don't think it's going to spike the avalanche danger a whole lot.
And then kind of going into, we've talked about the low, the medium, and the high, but all encompassing, what is the avalanche forecast entailing for this weekend?
Yeah, great question. My assumption is that we will be looking at a moderate avalanche danger through the weekend. We're going to see a little shot of snow, there's going to be a little wind, and it looks like things will calm down through the week. That's on Friday evening, and it looks like things will calm down through the weekend. So I'm not expecting a huge spike in the avalanche danger. We've been at a moderate danger through most of the week, and I think that that's where it's going to remain through the weekend. So, it's one of those situations where it's not all that dangerous, but you need to pay attention out there.
And then, as always, I think it's important to highlight, just some safety tips for exploring the backcountry. So right now, what would you recommend for people who want to go out and kind of explore that area? We talk about avalanche beacons, having the right tools. But outside of that, what would you recommend to people who want to get out and explore the skyline?
Yeah, okay. So I do want to touch on the safety equipment, because that did play a role in the in this avalanche accident that happened up in Huntsville. It was unclear whether the victim had an avalanche beacon on him, but what's definitely known is that his partner did not, so he was not able to locate him. So it's important that if you want to carry that gear, and if you're carrying this up, make sure you turn the things on when you leave your house before you get on the snow. So that's really crucial. It's going to be your only way of getting found if you're buried. Now, the second thing that you can do that'll really help yourself is arm yourself with some information. And you find information at UtahAvalancheCenter.org. You can search for the skyline, and you'll find a daily avalanche forecast. So that'll give you the most up-to-date and current conditions. It'll give you recommendations on what to look out for out there, what to expect, and hopefully that will make you that'll help you make good decisions when you're in the backcountry. That's probably one of the most important things, is knowing what the conditions are so that you can make informed decisions.
Now, Brett, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I think the message there is the big picture is that we've been dealing with a moderate danger for most of the week, and that danger will probably stay there through the weekend. Again, it's not all that dangerous, but you're going to need to pay attention. And then, as always, check that daily forecast if you are heading out to see if there's any unexpected change in conditions and to get the most up-to-date information.
Well, Brett, thank you again, as always, for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center. We were talking about this weekend's avalanche forecast. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.